Democrats on Donald Trump's border policy, crimes, kidnapping, nativist hostility. By Neil Monroe on June 27, 2019. All 10 Democrats on the debate stage turned the dial far to the left as they try to one-up each other in their support for illegal migration and open borders. All but one of the candidates raised their hands to show they would support the decriminalization of illegal migration, effectively opening the borders and forcing blue-collar Americans to compete for wages and housing against tens of millions of migrants who will be imported from Vietnam, India, Pakistan, Brazil, Angola, Nigeria, Morocco, and many other countries. Former Vice President Joe Biden raised his hand to show support for open borders, but backed off slightly when he was questioned by a presenter from the Spanish-language TV station, Telemundo. "Only criminal illegals should be deported," Biden said, "depending if they committed a major crime. They should be deported. Until then, that person should not be the focus of deportation. Illegals also should get free health care," Biden said. "You cannot let people who are sick, no matter what their status, go uncovered. It is the humane thing to do. When I see these kids at the border, I see my mom in the Holocaust in Poland," said Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who then boasted about his central role in the 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty. "The president has turned the border of the United States into a symbol of nativist hostility that the whole world is looking at," said Bennett, who also raised his hand for decriminalization. "The detention of migrants at the border is kidnapping," said author Marianne Williamson, who endorsed decriminalization of illegal immigration. "Border detentions are state-sponsored crimes," she claimed. "President Donald Trump has demonized these immigrants and violated a basic principle of America's moral core. We open our hearts to the stranger," Williamson said. But Trump's low immigration, higher American policies have boosted blue-collar wages by roughly 5% in 2018. Only former Governor John Hickenlooper declined to raise his hand when asked if he would decriminalize illegal migration. But the former Colorado gov echoed Williamson's kidnapping claim and declared that we have to make sure ICE is completely reformed. When asked about amnesty for illegals, Mayor Pete Buttigieg declared we should not have 11 million undocumented people with no pathway to citizenship. "I will by executive action reinstate DACA status and DACA protection to those young people," said Senator Kamala Harris. "No, absolutely not, migrants should not be deported."